From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jordan Wynn. The Columbia Parks and Recreation Department will replace at least 220-year-old bridges on the MKT Trail in November. The City Council approved the MKT Trail Bridge Replacement Project in a public hearing Monday. The Parks and Rec Department proposed to replace the 5th and 7th bridges on the trail and will include a third bridge if funding allows. The new bridges won't have support columns underneath, eliminating a lot of maintenance cost. Mike Griggs is the director of the Columbia Parks and Rec Department. He says the park sales tax and the Recreational Trails Program grant will cover the $380,000 bill.
We have $230,000 from our 2015 park sales tax. And that is critical because it was one of the projects we identified when we put out the renewal of the park sales tax to the voters.
Replacing the bridges will take 4 to 5 months and is weather dependent. The project is expected to be finished by the end of March 2018. A detour route will be available during the construction period. A tax assistance program at Daniel Boone Regional Library can help people prepare taxes for free. Library Adult and Community Services Manager Lauren Williams says AARP volunteers provide the service, and many of them have work experience in finance. She says they will serve everyone while giving special attention to the elderly and lower-income populations.
I think it's an invaluable service to our community. We estimate that if you pay a tax preparer, it can cost around $150 to have that done. And for many people in our community, that's a huge barrier.
Williams says the program will run until tax day in April. The schedule for future sessions is online. The MU School of Music has revealed designs for a new $40 million building. It will open in August 2019, according to the project timeline. Julia Gaines is the director of the School of Music.
With any discipline, you always like to be around people that are like-minded, but especially with music, it's really critical for us to be around each other so we can collaborate musically.
The building will consolidate 6 buildings currently used by the School of Music. The University of Missouri System's new president says he wants to leverage private-public partnerships to bring revenue and investments to campus. The Columbia Missourian Report's President Moon Choi joined about 100 members and guests of the Columbia Chamber of Commerce yesterday as part of its Lunch with a Leader series. At the gathering, Choi emphasized the mutual economic benefit of such partnerships. Choi discussed investing in research centers, noting the Columbia campus alone is looking at withholding $20 million in this year's budget. The university system will also likely face additional cuts for fiscal year 2018. Chamber of Commerce President Matt McCormick says the university is Columbia's top economic driver, and business leaders look forward to working with Choi. Jordan Wynn, KBIA News, Columbia.